This weekend, the Episcopal General Convention is meeting in Minneapolis and will vote on whether to confirm the church's first openly gay bishop. He is Reverend Gene Robinson, the bishop-elect of New Hampshire. We spoke to him from the convention, where members of a church committee had voted to recommend his confirmation. I asked Reverend Robinson to give us a sense of what questions he had to answer from that committee.
Most of the questions that I have answered in preparation for this election occurred in the Diocese of New Hampshire. So this is really the very last step of the process where the wider church gives confirmation. I was asked a couple of questions, one about how I am reaching out to people in my own diocese who might be troubled by my election and how I might reach out to the worldwide Anglican Communion. And the other was a question on human sexuality.
Let me ask about the worldwide Anglican community first. I believe it's something like 77 million persons strong.
That's right.
There are some Anglican clergy from around the world who've been opposed to your elevation as bishop. Is this in any sense provocative, leaning towards a schism perhaps in the church?
There are certainly those who are threatening schism in the church, or at least in the worldwide Anglican communion, but we have faced issues like this before and have not come apart. Most recently and most importantly perhaps was our decision to ordain women to the priesthood and then later ordain them to the episcopate, to become bishops, in other words.
But I would imagine that you'll expect that you have to answer questions about this, or do you want to focus your ministry on something other than your sexuality?
I can hardly wait for all of this to be over so that I can do what I feel God has called me to do and what the people of the Diocese of New Hampshire have called me to do, which is to be the very best bishop I can be for the people of New Hampshire. I have been in every single congregation in the diocese, but not talking about sexuality or sexual orientation, because I would be there to preach the gospel from the pulpit, to lead a youth group, or to help a local vestry do some long-range planning, or perhaps to help resolve a conflict. So those are the kinds of ministries I'm interested in, and as their new bishop, I will work toward a radical partnership between the bishop and the congregations and people of the diocese to love the world in Jesus' name.
It sounds as if you would like to think that what you will be doing has very little to do with your sexuality, and yet this is a historic moment for the church. And I imagine that gay congregants are excited about the fact that that goes along with your bishophood.
Of course, gay and lesbian people will feel very affirmed, I think, by my consecration as a bishop. But I feel that I can do more for gay and lesbian people in the church by being a good bishop than by being the gay bishop.
Reverend Robinson, I do want to ask you, it's not just that you're gay, you're divorced, you've had children. There are critics who say, that's not the role model that we want. How do you respond to that?
At our last General Convention 3 years ago, the Church outlined the kind of relationships that we value in the Episcopal Church, and they are relationships of mutuality, trust, a deepening affection and respect for one another, relationships that are faithful, monogamous, lifelong, intentioned. My relationship with my partner bears those qualities, and in that way, it is a role model. In addition to that, we know that we have many, many young people and young adults who have come to know themselves as gay or lesbian, and they are looking to the bishops to see their lives reflected in that office. And so, in that sense, I believe that the role models provided by all of the bishops will be enriched by having someone gay or lesbian in their ranks.
What do you think has changed in society or in the church that this moment would have arrived?
Well, I'm not sure everyone would agree with me about this, but I believe that God is doing a new thing in the culture. We hear about these great strides being made in Canada and in England and in this country, and indeed just recently the Supreme Court did a rather unusual thing to say that it got it wrong a few years ago and responded by decriminalizing sodomy. So I think there are a number of developments going on that says that gay and lesbian people are gaining full inclusion in all parts of society, and of course the church would be one of those places where gay and lesbian folk are being more greatly included all the time.
What is your position on gay marriage?
Actually, marriage is a civil matter. What the convention will be taking up are the blessing of same-sex unions. The church is looking at the development of liturgies for the celebration and blessing of those lifelong committed monogamous relationships between people of the same sex. And I'm very supportive of that.
Is it your view that this is something that should be consecrated in religious unions, if not in law?
I believe that the two actions are really quite separate. That is, the civil action of legal marriage and the action of the church, which is to bless those unions. And I think they are appropriately separate. So I believe that the church needs to consider its religious role in offering its blessing of those relationships.
Well, Reverend Gene Robinson, thank you very much for speaking to us. Reverend Robinson is the new bishop-elect of New Hampshire.
It's been my pleasure, Jackie.